When I think of farming, I envision lines of leafy vegetables stretched out to the horizon, large irrigation structures diligently sending a downpour of cold water onto the ground, and a smiling farmer that is so happy to see life sprouting all around. Well, you know what? I found the same kind of happy farmer in downtown Oakland, California. Today's segment is part of a series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. In 2001, a group of West Oakland community members decided they wanted to make healthy food available in the middle of the busy urban parts of Oakland, California. There are plenty of vacant lots, but no fresh produce to buy. With the donation of land by Willow Rosenthal, City Slicker Farms had its beginning. This group started off entirely as volunteers, and the food? Well, it was free for anyone to take. Historically, West Oakland is home to African American and Latino families. They appreciate the efforts of City Slicker Farms because farms were showing up in high poverty areas and vacant lots. Even neighbors with some backyard space got in the groove and started gardens on their properties. Joe Davis started out volunteering in the world of urban farming, and now is acting manager for several urban farm locations in Oakland.
I'm from Oakland. I grew up here from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and I moved away. We actually moved up to Sonoma County for a while, where I started growing, and I realized I loved growing. And I moved back here to Oakland in 2006, and the place I was living, I couldn't really grow vegetables. And then I heard about City Slicker Farms through a course I was taking at Merritt College, a junior college here in the hills. And they said they needed people to be backyard garden mentors. I said, well, I can't grow myself, but I can help somebody else. I know a little bit. And so I met a first family, and you know, we built their garden in the backyard. You know, I met them, I gave them advice, and then I met a second family that went to a few more builds and just started meeting people and just helping out. And the things I was learning in school, I was able to apply to the work, and so I just kept hanging around. They kept throwing more work at me, and finally they started paying me. And then this opportunity arose 2 years ago to manage the farms that we have. You know, 1,800 square foot of bed in one, about 1,200 square foot in the other. And so I said, sure, I'll do that. Yeah, I love that. I can grow the vegetables. I can sell the vegetables every week. I can still help people with their backyard gardens. So yeah, I'm a vegetable guy.
Food grown in Joe's raised beds are thriving. And the assortment of vegetables, oh boy.
Yeah, we grow a lot of the brassicas, a lot of the green leafy vegetables. You know, I have like a mesclun mix, you know, mustardy mesclun mix is really good, and a lot of collards and kale and chard, and just planted some onions. Let's see, what else do I have going on in there? But yeah, that's what we do. Yeah, broccoli. I got broccoli going on. Yeah.
Even while I was talking to Joe, passerbyers would mosey into the fenced-off garden area looking for food, or begin their donated time to work in the garden. Joe pointed out that the vegetables that they grow are provided to the local community on a sliding cost scale.
We do a sliding scale, so if you don't have any money this week and I'll ask people, say, well, how many people live in your house? And they'll tell me, like, I have three of us in the house. Okay, well, you need this much, okay? Take it next time you have some money, bring us some money. And some people, you know, there's a recycling center here, so people don't necessarily have a lot of money, but they still have a place to stay and cook it. And they'll come up and I'll say, well, you know, pay me what you can. And most people who, even though they don't have a lot of money, they'll still give me, you know, some coins, if not a dollar. And then we get the flip side, people who have, you know, they can take classes at the yoga studio down the street and they'll come by and they'll pay, you know, the whole food price for things. And so we get the whole sliding scale.
Obviously, this food is worth its weight in gold to West Oakland citizens. Joe recognizes that underlying this success is the responsibility to manage the resources necessary to make it all happen. Water is key.
Here on my site, I've had water issues because I want to make sure, you know, in California, it's a droughty state, so you really need to be mindful of how much water you use. So I keep track in my garden with my drip irrigation and the timing on those drips. And I was just now doing an infiltration test to see how fast my beds are draining so I can really get my timing down. You know, because water is something we don't want to waste. We need every drop if we can get it.
Fundamental to our lives and environment, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.